We head out to Ellettsville, and our great friend out there is Marty Hawk, the county councilwoman. Marty, good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine. I'm fine. I'm glad to see Wednesday afternoon.
Well, it's been a busy Wednesday already because at 11 a.m. this morning at the Monroe County Courthouse, we had our first meeting of the CIB. Do you have any inside information on how that went?
Oh, it went smoothly. So it was really, I was really proud of everybody because they just got together and they took care of business and just as smooth as silk. Okay, so John Weikart was nominated for president. That was voted on. And Doug Bruce is to be the vice president. And I'm sure if you don't know Doug Bruce, he's a local architect here, very successful and really common sense business person. Joyce Poling, of course, is, for those who might not know Joyce Poling, I think everybody does, but she was county commissioner for many years and very involved with the convention center for a very long time. And, of course, Eric Spumore, who is the county council former county council member and was appointed by the county council to be on the CIB, and he was elected to be treasurer there. So a good slate of officers to be able to just take this and run with it. And so one of the things they did discuss, because there's, of course, it takes money to make anything work. You know how that works. And so they did discuss that there would be $250,000 that has already been appropriated by the city council out of their food and beverage revenue. That will, of course, they'll have to figure out how they're going to get it transferred over to the CIB so that they can use it, because they do have the authority to have their own council for financial advisors and also a legal counsel as well. So I think this is a really great first step. So that doesn't have to be tied to, you know, some other either elected official or appointed official. This is going to be somebody in business, in the business of doing this. So I think that's a good first step as well. So all of that, I thought, went really, really well.
Marty, did they give us a timeline for what they're going to do moving forward?
Okay, here we go. The next meeting is November 8th, and they're going to do that at 1 o'clock instead of earlier, because in that it works out better for everyone. And at that point, then they will review the applications for that seventh member. Remember, they're supposed to be seven members, and the six members that are there are supposed to be appointing this seventh member. And so for anyone who might be interested in serving, get your applications in. There's ability to do that on the county's website, and I'm sure you could also apply through the city in some fashion. At any rate, they're going to gather up all of the names of people who have already applied or the ones who are applying now and review those at the next meeting then.
Marty, let me ask you about that seventh and final applicant. It has to be a balance legally, correct? So that would tell me that we've eliminated half the field already, correct?
Well, except that it doesn't, because there's three Republicans there now and three Democrats sitting there.
Oh, I thought it was a different balance. Okay.
So see, it's already a balance. So it can't be more than four of one party.
So everybody's eligible. That's great.
So everybody is, with exception, you can't already be a city employee or a county employee.
Okay.
You can't already serve on any of these other boards and whatever. So I don't have all of that in front of me. So if you have any questions, just contact county legal or Eric Spoonmore or any
If you want in bad enough, you'll find the people to give you the right answers.
Right, and if this is going to be advertised, this is not going to be a secret. Everybody's going to be out there trying to get the right person on for the seventh person to be able to. And it's important to get that done, because let's say if you had a disagreement, you could be running into a 3-3 vote for ages. So that's the reason why you have to have seven and have a sevenfold board, so that if there is any kind of a discussion, you've got enough to break a tie.
Good. I like the sound of that.
Right, so that it can just then move forward. And then at the December meeting, they are going to be inviting the architect to come to meet with them, and they have determined that they wanted to stay with the same architect instead of trying to reinvent the wheel. That's Smith and Associates. And so they'll be working with to see what kind of time frame Smith and Associates is available, and then so we don't know exactly what time that December meeting is going to be, but they understood. McMinnheisen even said, "We understand. We have to start moving forward with this, because even once they put it all together, this bond issue," he's saying, and I forget what the legislation says, but he said at no more than 20 years out, and so they're eating into that time frame. So I know that they need to get moving and adjust what they're going to do. And one of the big things they were discussing was what properties are available for them to choose from to decide where this location is going to be, because it's up to this group to decide just where this should be, where it should land.
They have a ton of options, correct?
Well, and so they need to say, find out. Now, the one that seemed to be somewhat in question was that Bunker Harrell Robertson, Bunker Harrell and Robertson property. So will that be on the table, and what will the negotiations be for that, or will it be something else entirely? That, and I'm sure they would not care at all if people weighed in on it, but it is going to be their decision as to which properties.
Do they have to wait for the seventh person to start making these decisions? I got lost there.
No, they could. As a matter of fact, as long as they've got a quorum, they can meet.
Okay, sounds good. So the seventh person is just for just in case, in case of emergency, break glass, right?
Well, for instance, there could be seven of them there. Somebody could be out sick or whatever. You're still going to have only six at the meeting. They're also going to be discussing whether or not that they could do some of these meetings. Some people, if they're traveling or whatever, could still attend the meeting virtually. So that all has to be done legally and make that decision legally as well. So all of it really is. They finally had a meeting. So
good.
Congratulations, and it looks as if people who really care about that to begin with. It was, I thought, different from anything I'd ever heard of before on a board such as this, was that there was consideration by some that, well, instead of having one chair of the group, they'd have two chairs, have a co-chair. Well, I mean, it's difficult to get things not going in one room without trying to split it up amongst two, seems to me, although maybe that's the way they do with a lot of nonprofits or something, according to Joyce Bowling. She commented on that. But I don't recall ever having a co-chair when it comes to something like this, and I don't believe that's the way the interlocal agreement reads. But at any rate, that was decided. They took a vote on that, and who wants to do that, and no one didn't appear they wanted to do that. So they moved forward with doing it in this fashion. So, and they also know that come in January that the county commissioner's appointment and the city mayor's appointment could change. So they need to get as much done, and then I'm sure it will be up to if the commissioners proceed with who they've put in place, and as well as the city. But okay, at least we're off of dead center. You know, we're not just
let's go.
Yeah, right.
So the interlocal agreement is where are we in that stage? Do they have to have one of those to get things going?
Well, we know what the CIB says, but I haven't seen a document where everything's signed up on the interlocal agreement, and perhaps that's when they're going to decide what properties that will be available.
Gotcha.
Now, I don't want to say that for sure, because with everything going on with county council, there might be an interlocal agreement that I've missed out on somehow.
Okay.
But
I
watch it pretty closely.
That's why we have Marty Hack on. She joins us every Wednesday. And what are the commissioners up to?
Okay, well, let's start out yesterday. Let's not lose a day. Yesterday was a PAC meeting at noon, which I attended. I'm on that personnel committee. And one of the big things I think might be of notice is that our sheriff's department was there asking for 8 new positions. And for some reason, they were told they couldn't leave that on their budget because there was a thought they would need to have new classifications for them. But actually what they're asking for is simply 8 more correction officers. And what their intent is, that then once they grow their numbers, what the sheriff wants to do is to choose from those that have the most experience or the ones that he feels going to be a good fit to work on this transition team, which that's a part of moving forward, having to do with the jail and trying to get everything in place moving forward with that. And so that really could just be handled like in a separate budget line item, so that it would be like an extra stipend or something for those correction officers who might be also serving in the part of the transition team. But it does not need to be a separate classification. It, just like the dive team doesn't have to be a separate classification for the sheriff's department or something. So really, it's too bad it wasn't just left in the budget to begin with, because then we would have been looking at that as saying, okay, we've got to figure out how we're going to budget for that, even if we budgeted for half of what he's saying to begin with, and just get that going. That's still pretty expensive. So we'll have to figure out where we're going to get that, because it appeared to me that when people are talking, yes, we want to give 8.5% raise, and if you remember, I was saying, just show me the money and show me that it is sustainable. So we went forward. We were just making all these decisions, but that decision is clear. We're told every meeting this isn't a final decision. So I have asked for, again, to get a report that says how long will this be sustainable with the revenue that we have. We know that we're sitting on some extra cash, so we could spend that down. And with 3 years out, 5 years out, where will we be with this? Is it sustainable without new taxes? And so it appeared that perhaps our council office is going to be working on some kind of a report for the council. Now, clearly, I'm sure that Jeff McKim already has it figured out, because that's what he does. We talked a bit about it after the meeting and went over some numbers. But it is something that I think that they need to go on record with, saying this is, and so the public will know. Because we don't want to put in place something that we know you're going to put in some extra tax dollars for it to make it work. And remember, we did move over that $425,000 from one tax over to another tax. You'll never even feel the difference, because it's the same amount that you're paying. It's just going to be going to a different effort, and that is going to be to assist with the jail. So even though that is the name of a new tax, it really is not a new tax for you right now. Because it's to take it from one and put it in another. However, now, that's for now. However, we know that when this jail starts moving forward and the more expenses that have to go into it for that tax could very well go up, because we started out at 0.01. It can go all the way up to 0.2, which I hope they don't ever consider, but we could do it more than the 0.01 to be able to cover some of the transitional team. I'm not saying that's what will happen, but where is the money going to come from to pay for the transitional team?
What's coming from you?
The new jail?
And me and everybody else.
Well, yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it is difficult when you're trying to work through all these numbers and trying to make sure that everybody is covered. And indeed, what we don't even have yet is we don't have the dollars for, because the contract negotiations have not been finished for the highway department or for the merit deputies or for the jail. So how much more is that going to be? And we're already knowing that, oh, we're going to be having a tough time making the numbers work without adding that on there and without adding on something for the transition team. I mean, and just got something that the Veterans Administration wants their salaries adjusted. I mean, everybody.
Yeah, once you open the floodgates, why wouldn't you want to get in? If they're going to give it here, give it to everybody. Get in there. Get your piece of the pie. It's the American way.
And do you have any change left in the other pocket?
Yeah, right.
So he took it all out of that one pocket.
Let's,
now we're going to go to the other pocket.
Squeeze the rock.
I mean, case in point. When I went to the grocery store yesterday, because I really love blueberries. They are healthy. It's something I like to eat every day. $6.99 for a pint of blueberries. I might tell you, I walked out of that store without the blueberries. People are having to make choices. Now, that's a little choice compared to, you know, what the kind of big choices families are trying to make. But, what I mean, I'm just saying, case in point. Who ever heard tell of $6.99 for blueberries?
Yeah, that's inflation's a great thing. Inflating up, so everything inflates. Let's just keep inflating. But that's fine, but it's the whole point of it's 8% this year, 8% next year, 8% the year after that, 8% the year. It never stops, so I get it. But we just haven't put anything in place that would remedy this. So if you can catch it and everybody says it's a great idea, yeah, then I'd go back next year and ask for 8% more. And the year after that, the year after that, because, yeah, you want to get elected. What do you say?
That, well, and you and I both know that it's not going to break my heart if I don't get elected. So I love doing this,
right.
But I'm still going to be me. That's the
But I think that the lesson we're trying to teach here is there the money tree – It doesn't exist. The pit of it doesn't exist. It comes from your pocket, and if you don't mind paying your taxes or paying more taxes, well, then this is fine, right? Here you go. Just ratchet it up, and boom, 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 boom.
But this is part of the reason why I specifically asked the auditor's office: Are you going to prepare a financial process for us to say whether or not this is sustainable? I want her to go on record, and I want to see it in writing because she continues to say we have the money to do it.
Yeah, just put it in writing. If it's that obvious and that easy, let's just see it. Yeah,
right.
Let's move on. It's not hard.
And I said the same thing to the county commissioners because they're the ones that started the 8.5 that said, oh, we can do 8.5. And did they do the numbers?
Yep, somebody has to take responsibility for this. The county council spends it, right? They say, yes, we will do that, right? That's your job?
That's our job to say to respond to what people ask for. Now, I have concern because why don't? I mean, of course we want to help our county employees be able to survive in this world. That it would be nuts to not care about that, but we also have to care about the people who are paying it. But then we got into what the elected officials should pay, and it appeared to me what we saw, and maybe I should have sat back and let them shoot each other, but it looked like as if, well, there may be some that really don't like some of the other elected officials. Maybe they don't like what they're doing or you respect them as much. I don't know. I don't want to speak for them, but there was real pushback on the department heads getting the raise just like any other department head. Now, as I said, we cannot control what the elected official does. The elected official who is at the department head, we can't tell them what time to come to work or what time they can go home, or even if they show up at all. Because that, you know, it's the public that hires them by the vote.
Correct.
And the same with the chief deputy, because the chief deputy does exactly what the elected official, the duties that he gives them. However, if you get into a situation where I don't like that person, I think, well, and I'm just making this up. I'm not saying they said this. I'm just saying it's what could happen if you start picking and choosing favorites. Pretty soon it will be the ones that are your best friends. And you know what? I'm sure that if any of them are listening, are not happy with what I'm saying. But I indicated that at the meeting that this is, we can't pick and choose favorites. I guess you could if you're in Washington, D.C.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's what we just, I don't know what's the recourse. If you do pick favorites, what happens? You pick favorites? Anything?
Well,
I mean, if the public allows these things to go on, the public allows these things to go on. You can't really stop it, can you?
No, I guess not.
But well, I don't, yeah. So we just keep fighting the fight, right?
You can't change the salaries during the year of the elected official. So let's say if you have an elected official who leaves, and maybe you didn't like that person, and you cut their salaries way back. Well, then the new person coming in, you've cut the amount that they can get paid to come and run a department.
Right. Then so you say we don't. Then you say we don't have competitive pay, and we lose people, and it's a whole cycle.
Just amazing. It yeah. really is. And but what my concern is that we were voting on things, and I didn't see, here's the total, how much we have to work with. Boom, here's the dollar amount. Here's how much we've already spent of that, and now we want to ask the X dollars more so that you know whether you're over the budget or under the budget or how much over the budget we are and how long is that going to last.
Well, I hope you get these answers someday.
That should have been, we shouldn't have to ask for that. If the county council has staff that's supposed to present all of that to us, that's their job.
Well, you'll let me know when you get those numbers, right?
I guess. This is not pleasant, is it?
I don't understand why we think that's the way it should run or happen. That's where I get lost in it. When we put together all, it's almost like pay it first, then we'll figure out how to pay for it later. And when did we ever start
doing
that? Right, but somebody has learned that somewhere.
I've already talked with some of these other county council members throughout the state because I was in contact with some of them, and some of them are saying our county's in trouble. We gave a great big raise last year and now, because they're in a different situation than we are. They lost a lot. They're not holding that assessed value good like we are. Ours got up, but theirs not. And so they're losing all this money with the circuit breaker. And now how are they going to pay for these great big raises they gave to everybody? And we know that what is being proposed for next year, a huge amount of that change would have to do with the interest rate. Well, if you spend down your cash, because we're counting on spending it down in order to pay the salaries, and if you spend it down because we no longer have ARPA, then what happens to all that interest money? You know, the interest could be hold steady, but if the interest rate against a smaller pot of money, that can bring in the same dollars.
Sounds like a math problem. It doesn't sound like it's I don't think you're reinventing any wheels here, Marty. But well, we'll just hang on to the wheel with both hands, and when the light changes, we'll close our eyes and hope we don't get hit in the intersection, right?
Well, I guess. I mean, I've already said that I've got to see the projection that it goes, you know, how far we can make this last.
How much time do you have to get these numbers before the budget goes out, Marty?
we're supposed to be able to get them. Remember, the 10th is the first reading. Last night was the public hearing. The public hearing of the county budget and the fire district budget and solid waste district budget. Well, guess how many people from the public came to speak?
Zero.
Got it.
No one cares. No one cares until they get
their
tax bill.
No one cares. No one cares. I even said to some of my, fellow Republicans, look, if no one says anything, they're going to assume that you're just fine with it. So, fine. Nobody cared.
Well, we've tried. It's not for lack of trying, Marty. We'll try again next Wednesday. How does that sound?
And remember, it's the 10th. The 10th is the first reading, and changes can be made on the 10th. And then the final reading is the 17th.
17th is the final reading. Gotcha.
And that's where the final vote is, and that's what really counts.
Well, I already know what your vote is. There's not much mystery in that.
Well, you know what? I tried to be supportive of folks as we went along because I want people to be able to get a raise, to be able to, still be working at the county and not go someplace else. I get that. But we, the county council, have got to quit spending money on everything else if we're going to give this kind of raise to the employees and quit spending it on other pet projects.
Well, until the money's all gone, why not spend it? I know that's the belief of some. We'll just get more in the morning, right? There's checks in the checkbook. Let's go ahead and write it, right?
Oh, yeah. My daughter used to say that. Hey, just because you might have a lot of savings made up right now, well, let's go buy a house we can't afford to make the payments on in 3 years. But, boy, we'll have a good time for 3 years we're living there.
Yeah, and then you can sell it and move on or do something else. Well, kick the can down the road. That's never happened in politics before, has it?
No, surely not.
Well, don't kick
surely
anything.
Not.
I hope you can get some blueberries into your life. Get those antioxidants in there and put a smile back on your face.
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I not smiling? I'll try better.
Well, you just keep watching Our Money and let us know what path it's on, and there are people that are listening. I know that for sure. And keep up the great work, and we'll talk about it next Wednesday after Tuesday's big meeting.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.